This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. This is the day that we celebrate and remember those that lost their lives in battle for this country. And we want to remind everybody that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we do broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping America free and safe. Thank you so very much. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working in the oil fields. Thanks very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget to just go on over there to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, click on the little link that says like, and then jump in the chat room and you can converse with us just like all those other folks are doing right now. Well, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
China says the U.S. is pushing them to the brink of a new Cold War.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know. I think it's the other way around, but then what do I know?
Precisely. That's precisely right. So we have a lot of strings that we could necessarily pull on this one. And we are looking at certainly all of those, especially now with what China has just recently done regarding their legal system with Hong Kong. So you can bet that our State Department is ringing up all of our allies, and in some cases our quasi-allies, and saying to them, hey, what is your position on China and the World Health Organization?
Uh-huh.
And it seems that we don't want to do this alone, and I don't think that we're necessarily going to have to do this alone, because Germany has the same, for the most part, has the same posture as the United States, and so does Britain. Now, Italy is in a tough situation because Italy is very sympathetic. Well, I shouldn't say that's probably not the right word. But they are involved with China on the Belt Road Initiative.
Uh-huh.
And one part of Australia, an area called Victoria, is too. So we're trying to get some of these countries that have got some agreements, investment agreements with China on the Belt Road Initiative, to suspend that, because we are trying some other avenues, creative avenues, to have a consequence for what China did and didn't do.
Now, let me ask you a question. The ex-FDA chief, Mr. Gottlieb, came out yesterday and said the U.S. is beating China in the vaccine race. Do you think that's correct?
Probably.
Okay. And then is the president actually going to sanction China's president for the Hong Kong crackdown that we're now seeing?
I don't think it'll be President Xi, but it will be those within leadership that have anything to do with health and science, you know, certainly when it has to, anything to do with the laboratory in question, and then putting pressure on the World Health Organization. But President Xi, probably not.
And there's thousands of people back in the street again. By the way, the German health minister dropped everybody's jaws yesterday by saying that President Trump has a point on his
Correct.
Position with the World Health Organization. That came across as a big surprise.
Well, it shouldn't. I think that it's probably necessarily hit probably more mainstream news channels, but Germany is very upset, and they have been. So I think that there's more coordination or collaboration going on there between the United States and German officials with regard to consequence to China.
Now, the president yesterday had a little bit of a back-and-forth tete-a-tete with Sleepy Joe, and that's what he called him. He said Trump blasts the headline, and I'll read the headline. Trump blasts Sleepy Joe after the former VP calls out the golf outing and after amid the coronavirus outbreak. Big deal.
Yeah, big deal. I mean, while Joe hasn't been any place other than his basement, and while the Democrats and certainly the House members haven't been anywhere because, for the most part, the House side of Congress hasn't been in session. Let's remember, Trump never left the White House.
Right.
Until just this past week.
Yep.
So, he's been working tirelessly. I think the guy does deserve a golf outing.
Sure. And it's the first time in months, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to step away from a situation for, you know, a little while. And then just kind of shut your mind down on it, and then you go back and look at it again, and you might see things a little bit differently. So I don't mind them playing golf.
Yeah, and folks, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about a couple things right off the bat. First of all, the economic advisor, Mr. Hassett, is talking about unemployment, that it could, in fact, go past 20%. But he's also talking about the next stimulation payments could come sooner rather than later. So we'll see what that means. And our former congressman in South Florida, Alan West, was involved in a very serious motorcycle accident yesterday. He was airlifted to a metro hospital, and I think he's doing okay now, but he's got some pretty serious injuries. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him. One whale of a guy. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, Crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. And you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT. That's R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 and ask to speak with a health coach. Now, you'll start feeling better. It's working for me. If you go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember, use the product code RESULT to save 35%. Balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, and you are going to like that product. And by the way, the product itself, the fruits and the veggie capsules I'm taking, they taste pretty doggone good, too. So there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. All right, while we were on break, the judge in the Michael Flynn case has hired an attorney to handle the bad press he's getting, I guess was the title or something like that. Who has he hired?
Beth Wilkinson.
And she is best known for what now?
Well, this one's pretty interesting. She's a pretty high-powered lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She represented, and I think he did this kind of to keep himself safe, but she represented Judge Kavanaugh during the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, she represented Cheryl Mills and a few of the other Hillary Clinton staffers
mm-hmm.
during the interrogatories on the email thing with the FBI. But the interesting thing here is who her husband is.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband happens to be David Gregory. You know, I think he's where it's over at CBS.
Isn't he the president or something?
No, or maybe he was NBC. I forget. He was one of those. But remember he used to do Meet the Press?
Oh, yeah. He's at CBS. Yep, he was at NBC.
Is that where he is now?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Now,
Yes, but here's the question. Why does a judge need a lawyer?
Right. Yeah.
Well, think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, why does a judge need a lawyer? Because he can't make a decision?
No. Because they're going to do some sort of action against him, remove him from the case. Maybe the court.
Well, he just gets removed from the case. That's what the writ of mandamus is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like, why, let it go. But
okay.
There's something else going on here. There's something else going on. I think that this judge has got some side deal going on here.
As I told you, I believe he's being bribed for something he did that the bad guys know about, and they're holding him to it and saying, hey, we're going to let all this out of the bag if you don't do what we tell you. That's what I think is going on, because Washington is famous for that kind of stuff. Now, economic advisor to the president, Mr. Hassett, talks about the unemployment that could possibly go past 20%, talking about the next stimulation payment could come sooner rather than later. We're hearing, believe it or not, it could be around the 4th of July. What are you hearing?
That's the chatter. Those are the things that are being discussed. But in this last round of small business PPP, we haven't even spent all of it yet.
No.
You know, while you got one team discussing some other measures, you've got another team going, okay, we're watching this over here. And now that so many of these states have begun to open some things, I don't know that unemployment necessarily is going to get terribly much worse, because people are, in fact, in some cases, going back to work. So I think you got kind of a yin and a yang thing going on here, and I would be just watchful of how these things play out here in the next 30 days or so.
Now, we had Sidney Rice, Sidney Rice, was on television last night talking about the Flynn case. And we also had Andy McCarthy, who I think was one of the panelists last night.
No.
Well, there was, who the heck was it? Was it John? Who was on that panel? John somebody, the one you interviewed.
It was John Sullivan.
Yeah.
The
former U.S. attorney to, New York that has his wife that's also an attorney that's on there. But anyway, Joe somebody or another. But anyway.
Geneva.
Yeah, but anyway, Andy McCarthy said the FBI obviously framed Flynn and people need to go to jail. Those are his comments, not mine.
I haven't heard what Andy McCarthy said. I think it's interesting he was not on that panel. I think it's probably right that he wasn't. I bet you he was invited and said no.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to, you know, I don't want to say he has to stay impartial. I think he just wants to stay somewhat detached from some kind of spin. And not that the spin in this case is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting little thing here. Covington and Burling was the law firm that Flynn had hired before he hired Sidney Powell.
Yep.
Covington and Burling is Eric Holder's law firm. Here's an interesting thing that I found out, because remember, Flynn did not file a timely registration with the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't Flynn, as it comes to find out. Covington and Burling were the ones that were to do that. And apparently there is where the problem is. That's because Covington and Burling didn't do it, or didn't do it on a timely basis, that's why he was never charged with not complying with that. So there's some other underlying nefarious things happening there.
Wow. The SpaceX launch of True Astronauts is going to be from Florida on Wednesday. And looks like as if we're going to have two very famous dignitaries, the president and vice president, are going to be here.
I think that we're launching two astronauts on this SpaceX, which we haven't done since, what, 2011? Was that the last time that we had this kind of an operation? Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, we're going to have, anyway, the launch, I would say, for those that want to watch it, it is scheduled for Wednesday at 1:30. If weather doesn't permit, and it always seems to kind of get in the way, then the launch time certainly gets changed, and it will go to either Saturday or Sunday. So I would say to keep a close eye on that because the weather here, they want everything to be perfect, perfect, perfect. But we're supposed to have kind of a rainy week this week here in Florida, so I'll be watching that one.
By the way, we just got a correction, and thanks to Steve in Thailand for doing this. He said David Michael Gregory, born August the 24th, 1970. He's an American television journalist, the former moderator of NBC News, Sunday morning talk show, Meet the Press. And Gregory now has served as the CNN political analyst since 2016. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I knew that he was.
Yeah.
He jumped a couple of times.
Yeah, and I don't watch CNN that much, so I thought it was CBS because I remember seeing him over there, but now I know why. He was auditioning. Remember he was auditioning when he left NBC? And he was on Fox for a while in the afternoon and some of those shows, and that's what he was doing, so I get it. But
no, he wasn't on Fox. I know who you're thinking.
Oh, yeah, he was on Fox a couple times. He was. I saw him. I couldn't believe it. And they had him on there as a commentator. They were asking him questions. But that was it, and then, you know, that was the end of it. All right, now let's go to North Korea, because Kim, Big Kim, is discussing nuclear plans. He's going to chair a meeting. What's going to happen there?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure that it's true.
I'm not either, but it's the news. I mean, this just came out of there.
Yeah. So I think it's just kind of, you know, floating some propaganda out there. He may be doing it, but, you know, he's mad and all right.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, and we'll see if he's still mad. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. So stay low on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, see you later. That's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her great article, sign up for her articles, and you'll find out what she knows when she knows it. And we'll be coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch and our second military and veterans news segment on this Memorial Day. Another special song for you during this segment.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Elected officials, businesses, and others are depending on coronavirus testing and infection rate data as states reopen, so they'll know if a second wave of contagion is coming and whether another round of stay-at-home orders or closings might be needed. But states are reporting those figures in different ways, and that's leading to frustration and confusion about what each number means. In some places, there have been data gaps that leave local leaders wondering if they should loosen or tighten the restrictions. In others, officials are accused of spinning the numbers to make their states look better and justify reopening. Such errors render the CDC numbers about how many Americans are actually infected uninterpretable, creating a misleading picture for people trying to make decisions based on the data, according to Harvard's Global Health Institute's director. Remember, stay informed of what's going on around the country and the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our second military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where those two campuses are, and we'll tell you how you can make a big difference in your career very quickly. Be right back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people and more people in general are not necessarily happy doing what they're doing. They're just doing it because it's a job. Well, guess what? With the right training, how would you like to be in something that would give you job security for the rest of your life and have you making some big, serious money, too? Well, how about becoming an aviation maintenance tech? Now, you can go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu. Check it out, take a look, and see what National Aviation Academy can do for you when you become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you will start out on a 40-hour base week for about $60,000 a year. That's the starting salary right now. There is a huge demand right now for certified aviation maintenance techs. You can also Find out more by giving them a call and taking the tour. Their telephone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right across the bay from where I'm sitting in Tampa, over there in Clearwater. So, NAA.edu or 800-659-2080 for more information on the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get the white gloves treatment, too. Well, a recent Army audit report that lists Fort Bragg's airfields as being the poorest infrastructure in the Army has one of the state's U.S. senators seeking answers. Now, we'll see what those answers are going to be, because the senator, Senator Tillis, is keying in on the Fort Bragg airfields after the audit calls them the poorest infrastructure in the Army. Now, that's not very good for anybody under any circumstances, so we will see. By the way, the Army Emergency Relief, which is helping soldiers through tough financial times, is taking a big hit right now, but it's still there. It's still working. Now, again, let me point out to anybody who really needs help that's active duty military or a veteran. I've got two numbers. The first number is for veterans. This telephone number is the Vets COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line. The number is 800-827-0648. One more time. The number is 800-827-0648. Now, the second number is the COVID-19 hotline for active duty military. And you should put this in your phone for speed dial if you really need to have it bad enough. It's 866-779-6129. Or, I'm sorry, 21. I'll repeat that because I screwed it up. 866-779-6121. 866-779-6121. That's for active duty military only, the COVID-19 helpline. The other one is for veterans only, COVID-19 debt assistance line, and that's 800-827-0648. Either way, you've got the numbers now, so it's on you. Now, doctors on the Theodore Roosevelt, as that ship prepares to get underway, it looks like June the 4th now. There has been a little bit of a delay, again, because some of the crew members have come down again with tested positive for COVID-19, so they can't just you know, put the ship in the water and away you go. See you later, hasta la vista, because they don't want to have the problem on their ship that they had before, which is why they came into port and they were there for over 2 months. Now, we're hearing that there may not be any guarantee that the coronavirus is totally gone. But I'm here to tell you the Navy's not going to let that ship go out there to see if there's anything at all going on. Now, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Gilday, has made it his personal mission to see to it that this ship is A-OK and ready to go. So the Chief of Naval Operations has got one of his people on board that ship making sure that everything is the way it should be. Now, the Air Force is announcing that they might continue its coronavirus-driven suspension of fitness assessment training until after June. We'll see what happens. They're not sure if they're going to or not. By the way, the Trump administration gave notice that it will pull out of the 1992 Open Skies Treaty, a move that will permanently ground two Offutt-based photo reconnaissance jets used to enforce the accord. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, the Marine Corps hasn't yet finished fielding its M27 infantry automatic rifles to all of its grunt units as the new standard service weapon, but it's already eyeing the Army's next generation squad weapon as its next infantry rifle. By the way, fewer than half as many U.S. Marines than originally planned will rotate to Australia's Northern Territory for a training mission this summer that was cut short by the coronavirus. And the Space Force, not to be outdone, moving ahead, full speed ahead. In a new proposal, the U.S. Space Force is asking Congress to overhaul the tools it uses to acquire new space systems, allowing the new service to move with more agility and keep pace with the near-peer adversaries. Now, also, the recently established U.S. Space Command is officially taking over Operation Olympic Defender, a U.S. strategic command effort to cooperate with America's closest allies in space. We'll see how that works out. Now, the National Guard has sent guidelines to state governments to wind down their troops' federal deployment for coronavirus relief work effective June 24th, even as administration officials say an extension is still under discussion. And the Coast Guard, one of the biggest things that they do is icebreaking. And the newest Coast Guard icebreaker remains on a tight schedule right now. The Coast Guard is continuing to modernize its fleet of icebreakers as peer adversaries ramp up their presence in the Arctic and improve their own ships. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 pandemic is not expected to derail the service's effort, and that's a good thing. Now, President Donald Trump has claimed as many as over 1 million American jobs were created by the U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia, and that they are now facing fresh scrutiny this week, but don't take that to the bank, according to a new think tank. They can't confirm whether or not that's actually true or not. And, of course, Texas Representative John Ratliff, who is now going to be the new Director of National Intelligence, Richard Grenell, is moved out of the way. The temporary replacement for him is moving out of the way, so that John Ratliff can take over his duties. Now, this Memorial Day is going to be a little bit different for a lot of people in that there aren't going to be a lot of celebrations and parades and formations and all that sort of stuff that there have been in the past because of the coronavirus issue. But remember today that you can take time on your own and stop by one of the many military memorials in your hometown or in the city you're in. Find out where they're at. Stop by and visit them. For example, Tampa Legion Post over on West Kennedy has got a national cemetery there. And while the national cemetery is not open, you can certainly stop by and pay your respects. How's that? Same with Bay Pines. Stop by, pay your respects. Sarasota, Bushnell. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Ready, and that is Donna Fiducia, and she's listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, Chris Markowski has the day off today, and what I'm going to do is something a little bit different. It is Memorial Day, and this is, and now it's the official Memorial Day, because obviously Memorial Day to most of us is the end of the month, last Monday of the month, but it is what it is. So let's listen to this right now. From Toby Keith. This is a dedicated song to all the memories of all the loved ones that have been lost in service to America.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and at 'em bright and early. I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good on the presser, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand.
Toby Keith, and that's dedicated to everybody out there who knows somebody who was killed in the line of that duty. We all have friends. We all know people. All of us that were in the military lost somebody somewhere along the line, and to all the people serving today. And here's something that you don't hear enough right here. On Memorial Day, it's always assumed that the people that we're honoring that lost their lives are all men. But I'm going to straighten that around right now very quickly. You see, folks, it's because 149 brave U.S. military women have been killed in the war of terrorism as of right now. That number could change 5 minutes from now. It may have already changed. I don't know. But it's what I got last night when I found the story. And most Americans and even members of the media are not even aware of this, that women serve and women get killed in battle and women get killed in attacks on bases, and that's what happens. So to honor the women as well as the men on Memorial Day who have lost their lives and made the ultimate sacrifice, it's not just a male thing here, so people need to understand that. And, you know, there's a saying that goes with all of this. To be killed in a war is not the worst that can happen. To be lost is not the worst. To be forgotten is the worst. And this is the day that we remember all of them for what they've done for America. Now, not to be outdone, because that's not what we do, but the global war on terrorism brought it home right to our backyards, because we've had situations on military bases here where people have attacked the United States of America on our bases. We've had other situations where it's been recruiting stations, all sorts of things going on. And, you know, while we take a lot of things for granted, take a look around. For example, where I live, we have MacDill Air Force Base here in Tampa. We have CENTCOM, the headquarters of CENTCOM. What you see above ground is nothing compared to what's below ground. We also have SOCOM. We have special ops. We have all kinds of people in and out of here from all the different countries that are allies of the United States, back and forth, back and forth. And it's an honor anytime you get to be in the presence of all of them. There's still soldiers. It's an honor to be anywhere near them. Now, it's important for you to know that regardless of the service, regardless of whether or not they were KIA or POW-MIA, because we remember the POWs and the MIAs today, too, who can't be with us. They're still prisoners of war missing in action. We don't know what happened to them. I've still got three guys in my outfit to this day. I have no idea what happened to them. Someday, maybe, but just don't know today. And again, there's a lot of people that are in that boat. So think about everybody and everything, and think about how lucky you are to be where you're at right now. Even though the economy may not be all that great, maybe you're still unemployed, maybe you're not. And for you young people that are unemployed, there's no greater thing that you could do for your country than to join the military. Now, not everybody is going to pick up a rifle and go fight in a war, okay? That's not the way it works. But for the support people we have, we can use some good people with good training that can do the support, and guess what? You'll wind up with an excellent job out of it, or a job opportunity when you get out of the military. So giving yourself 4 years to the country is not a bad thing to do, to get 4 years of college back and whatnot. So it's something to think about. And remember, at least on this show, we will never forget those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Not now, not ever. That's not what we do. And we encourage everybody to fly an American flag today. If you got a car and you can get one of those little things you stick in a window, the American flag, put one on there. Put it in a window and roll, you know, do this thing with a window and have a flag. Otherwise, if you can get a little small flag somewhere at a drugstore, wherever they're selling them today, because I guess they'll be around. I saw some at Publix over the weekend. Put one on your car antenna if you got a car antenna. If you don't, just stick it in the window or tape it to the window or something like that and see if you can do it that way. Or put one on your dash, the little ones on each corner of your dash. I've got one that's set up that way in my vehicle right now. But show your pride in America. That's what today's all about. It's about remembering those who gave you that opportunity to show your pride. So again, it's important that we once again remind all that we pay respect to all those who were lost, either KIA, POW, MIA. Those of us who are left behind, we remind those who died, allowing us the privilege of still being able to live and serve America in whatever capacity we have to keep America free and safe. So rest in peace, my brothers and sisters. We will never, never forget your sacrifice, what you've made to keep our great United States of America free and safe. And I'll be right back. When I come back, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, and we're going to get right back into it again. Climb up in the saddle, and away we go. All right, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.